Hey friends, so Mother's Day is coming up, and for some of you, that maybe doesn't really hit you very hard. That's maybe really not affecting you. But for others of you, you may just be absolutely dreading it. It might make you feel physically ill. So today we are going to talk about how to support your grief as a woman who has had an abortion on this specific holiday. And I do want to let you know that you may need a box of tissues for this episode. Are you struggling with the pain of a past abortion and longing for help but don't know where to turn? Have you been made to believe that your sin of abortion is too big and too bad? Friend, if that's you, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Does God Forgive Abortion podcast. I'm Brittany, and you wouldn't know it just by looking at me, but I too walked through the doors of an abortion clinic and ended the life of my unborn child. I thought for years that I had committed the one sin that was unforgivable, and I awaited punishment from God. After years of prompting from the Holy Spirit, I finally found redemption and hope through Jesus. Now that I am healed, God has placed a calling on my heart to walk alongside you so that you can find true hope and healing too. If you are ready to recognize that God has a true plan and purpose for you, no matter what you have done in your past, then this podcast is for you. Fill up your favorite mug with some coffee and crack open your Bible, because it's time to receive the good, good news. Do you wish that you could move forward from the pain of choosing abortion, but you just feel so alone? I remember what it was like to feel completely isolated, like I was the only woman who had made this choice and had to suffer in silence. I thought God had forgotten me, that I could no longer have a relationship with Him because of the choice that I had made. I felt like a fraud in church, and after I had my first living child, I truly felt like she deserved a much better mom than me. Yet, while I knew I needed help, I truly felt like I couldn't tell anybody, because this was my deepest and darkest secret. I want you to know that you are not alone. While we suffer in silence, we know that 1 in 4 women will choose abortion at least once by the age of 45. Those statistics tell us that there are millions of women just like us who have made this decision and are suffering in regret. You do not have to do this alone, and I want you to know that healing and wholeness is absolutely possible. I have been able to find freedom and healing in Christ and have never felt more secure in my purpose than I do now. If you've been praying for a breakthrough, I invite you to come right now to doesgodforgiveabortion.com/coaching. Together, we will walk through this abortion recovery framework so that you can begin to heal your heart. Recently, I received a message from a woman, and she was telling me that she is just really dreading Mother's Day this year. She has living children and is reeling from the grief that she feels over the loss of her aborted child. As Mother's Day approaches, it's a reminder of the child that she has that is not here. It's a reminder of a thing she's done that she wishes she could take back. Now, do you feel like that? If you do, I really am just praying that this episode blesses you. I can't take your pain away. But the purpose of this episode is to give you some biblical encouragement to support your pain and grief as we approach a holiday that just really truly can be so tough. So I'm going to start by giving you 3 scriptures from God about grief. So the first scripture is Isaiah 51:11-12. Those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I, even I, am He who comforts you. So gladness and joy will overtake us. Can you imagine being in eternity and just being overcome with gladness and joy, no longer feeling any sorrow or pain? The second scripture is Lamentations 3:31-33. For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though He brings grief, He will show compassion. So great is His unfailing love, for He does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone. So when you're feeling this pain, know that this pain isn't given to you by God. This pain is a result of sin and free will in a broken world, but that God is our comfort and His unfailing love is so great. The last scripture is 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 through 17. May our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by His grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. God loves us. It's by His grace that He gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. And so in those seasons of grief and pain and suffering, we must remember His eternal encouragement that this isn't forever. This is only temporary. So my challenge for you is to meditate on each of these scriptures from now until Mother's Day. Consistently pray for God to comfort you. Remind yourself that your baby is in eternity and that there is no more sorrow or pain there. Remember that He comforts us, that He does not bring this affliction on us, that He has forgiven us when we have asked. Now, I am going to leave you with one last thing. This is a poem that I actually received during the Forgiven and Set Free study that I attended a couple of years ago. This poem is written by Della Baker Hutto, I think. I will link this poem in the show notes for you so that you can reference it again. But this is where you, if you haven't needed your tissues yet, you may need them right now. So here we go. The poem is titled, A Preborn Child's Conversation with His Heavenly Father. Father God, when is my mommy going to be here? Soon, my child, soon. Can you tell me how long? There is no measure of time with me, my child. She is busy right now, doing the work I've given her to do. When all that is done, she'll be here. Is she going to know me when she gets here? Yes, she will, my child. I'll let her know. What does she look like, Father God? Why, she looks a lot like you, my child. The same color hair, the same eyes, the same nose. You resemble her a lot. What do you think she's going to do when she sees me? She will run to you, take you in her arms, and love you just as any other loving mother would do. Father God, why has she never held me in her arms before? She never had the chance to do so, my child. Why did she never have the chance, Father God? I don't remember, my child. For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. So I pray that that poem blessed you and showed you that all is redeemed in the eyes of God. And I'm going to be praying extra for you as we get nearer and nearer to Mother's Day. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for the woman listening today who is struggling with pain and grief and absolutely dreading the upcoming Mother's Day holiday. Lord, while some of us may be unaffected, others of us may just be absolutely in despair over this day. And so I just want to pray peace and comfort over the woman who's feeling that. And I just pray that these women will feel you so near to them and that you will remind them of all of the goodness and love that you have for us, Lord. And I just pray that this poem is a way for these women to understand the comfort and joy that their children are experiencing in eternity with you, and what an absolutely beautiful reunion that is going to be someday. I pray for peace and protection over every single one of us, Lord, as we know that the enemy is constantly prowling around like a lion. And I just thank you so much for continuing to give us compassion. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, beautiful friend, I hope that you found comfort from today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share this podcast with someone you know that may be seeking wholeness after abortion? Also, I would be over the moon grateful if you would please consider leaving a review wherever you are listening. It truly encourages me to know this podcast is helping you. Lastly, I want to remind you that we are here for you. If you would like to connect with the community of women healing from the past decision of abortion, please join us in our private Facebook group at bit.ly/DGFA group. Know that I continue to pray for you daily, and I am so thankful for you. I'll meet you back in a few days for a brand new episode, but until then, take care and God bless.